हेलो
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 नताशा।
या जय जिनेंद्र
जय जिनेंद्र नताशा।
जय
एंड
जिनेंद्र
वी हैव आरुष ऑल्सो।
यस
ओके हाँ तो चैतन्य जी वी हैव इवन नताशा एंड आरुष जॉइंड अस सो इन
ओके
स्टार्ट।
मींस वी आर हैविंग फोर ऑफ देम।
या वी कैन स्टार्ट नाउ एवरीवन आर
ओके
रेडी।
ओके ओके फाइन। हेलो सो नताशा एंड आरुष आर ऑल्सो हियर। ओके
यस
जय जिनेंद्र
जय जिनेंद्र जय
जय
जिनेंद्र
जिनेंद्र। ओके सो यू फोर ऑफ देम विल बी कनेक्टेड टू विथ मी एंड यू आर जस्ट गिविंग मी अ नाइस रिस्पॉन्स फ्रॉम द लास्ट सेशन। सो दिस सेशन विल बी ग्रेट फॉर अस। वी आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द मीन्स आई हैव नॉट स्टार्टेड येट। सो लेट्स स्टार्ट विद द बेनेडिक्शन एंड दिया इज डूइंग बेनेडिक्शन फॉर अस। ओके एवरीवन क्लोज योर आईज एंड जॉइन योर पाम्स एंड दिया विल बेनेडिक्ट नमो का मंत्र। ओके दिया स्टार्ट।
नमो अरिहंता नमो सिद्धानम नमो आयरियानम नमो उवजायानम नमो लोए सवसाहूनम एसो पंच नमो यारो सव पावपनास्त्रो मंगलानम च सविस परमं होहि मंगलम।
ओके ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रेट। सो यू थिंक वी शुड डू रिविजन मीन्स मे आई आस्क आस्क क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम यू।
यस
ओके ओके फाइन फाइन। सो फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर यू ऑल आर यू आर फोर एंड आई विल बी आस्किंग फोर क्वेश्चन सेपरेटली फ्रॉम फोर ऑफ देम यू। ओके फर्स्ट द आंसर विल बी गिवन बाय दिया। ओके दिया क्वेश्चन फॉर यू रेडी। ओके सो यू हैव टू टेल द फर्स्ट नेम ऑफ द तीर्थंकर आई हैव टोल्ड यू द लास्ट टाइम।
ऋषभदेव
या पार्डन
ऋषभदेव
ऋषभ देव। ओनली फर्स्ट नेम ओनली फर्स्ट नेम। ओके फाइन यू आर गिवन द राइट आंसर एंड द हैंड्स फॉर यू। नाउ द सेकेंड क्वेश्चन आई विल बी आस्किंग फ्रॉम आरुष। आरुष आर यू स्लेप्ट। हाँ
No, I'm awake.
ओके फाइन ग्रेट। सो मे आस्क क्वेश्चन।
Yes.
ओके सिंपल वन फॉर यू एंड यू हैव टू टेल मी देयर आर हाउ मेनी तीर्थंकर्स इन द होल यूनिवर्स। हाँ
24.
ट्वेंटी फोर। ओके ग्रेट 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 ग्रेट। नाउ द थर्ड क्वेश्चन विल बी आई विल बी आस्किंग फ्रॉम। ओके नाउ द थर्ड क्वेश्चन इज नताशा। नताशा आर यू देयर।
Yes.
ओके द लास्ट टाइम आई टोल्ड यू स्टोरी अबाउट अ थीफ। वॉट वॉज हिज नेम एंड ही वॉज हैविंग फेथ इन ही वॉज नॉट नॉट हैविंग फेथ इन वॉट।
Can you repeat the question?
ओके फाइन। लास्ट टाइम आई टोल्ड अ स्टोरी अबाउट अ थीफ। सो यू हैव टू टेल द नेम ऑफ द थीफ एंड इन व्हाट ही डजंट हैव हिज फेथ।
The thief's name was Anjan.
ओके ग्रेट।
And what was the second part of the question?
एंड ही वॉज हैविंग फेथ इन व्हाट।
I don't know.
Means is he believing in the Jainism or not?
No, he didn't believe at first.
So what was the moral of the story?
The moral of the story was that you should believe in
In
Jain religion.
Jain religion, fine. And which mantra we should believe in?
Namokar mantra.
That's enough for you. Now, again to Dia. Dia. Okay. So, Dia, how many phrases are there in the Ramuka Mantra?
Can you repeat it again?
Okay, how many phrases are there in Ramuka Mantra? Nine. Okay, but if anyone asks this question, then there are how many phrases or sentences in Ramuka Mantra? You have to answer it only five. Because the main Ramuka Mantra consists of Ramo Arihantaram, Ramo Siddharam, Ramo Ayuryaram, Ramo Uvajhayaram, and Ramo Lore Savasaharam. Okay, so there are five phrases, and in that we have bowed our heads to the Panch Parameshthi. Okay, everyone, you can repeat this. We have bowed our heads towards Panch Parameshthi. Okay. What's the term I have used? Yeah, everyone, Dia. Okay, so everyone getting your point? Okay, fine. So, enough questions for today. Now, we are starting with our session of Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Fine. So, Tirthankar and Bhagwan, these are the two different terms before us. But the question is, normally, we treat as a Tirthankar and Bhagwan as the same. Right? But it's not the matter of the fact, because Tirthankar are the one which are 24 in the numbers. Everyone listen it carefully, and if you want to write, then you can write also. Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan, they are infinite. Okay, everyone? Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. Okay, Bhagwan are... Yeah, everyone getting the point what I am telling you? Okay, you are getting the point, but I am repeating one more time. We are talking about Tirthankar and Bhagwan. What's the difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Okay, so Tirthankar are, as I told you before, are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. You can't count the numbers, how many Bhagwan are there, but Tirthankar are finite, which are 24, but Bhagwan are infinite. Fine, everyone getting?
Yes.
Yes, okay, everyone, I want to hear out from everyone.
I think we have lost Arush and Natasha.
Yeah, I was thinking that only because they are not connected with me.
Yeah, I think they got disconnected, so they should be joining us soon, hopefully. Arjun is there,
Okay,
right?
Arjun and?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Arjun is here too.
Okay.
But it's a little I'm getting what you're saying, but there's a little hum in the background.
Okay, we will be revising it. So you're having only Arjun here or Diya also here? Okay, fine. Arjun. Okay, Diya and Arjun are here, both of them. Okay, fine. So, Diya and Arjun, we are talking about Tirthankar and Bhagwan. You have to listen it carefully. Arjun, final this time. Okay. So, Tirthankar are 24 in numbers. 24 in numbers. Tirthankar are 24 in numbers. But, Bhagwan are infinite. Means we are taking difference in both of them according to their numbers. Fine. Tirthankar are 24, but Bhagwan are infinite. Okay, Diya, can you repeat this for me?
Tirthankar are 24 and Bhagwan are infinite.
Infinite. Okay, fine. That was superb. Means you are getting my point. Arjun, you also understood?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
I have.
Okay, fine. So, means the number, Bhagwans are how many?
Going to get over.
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I think we have got Natasha and Arush back.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Fine.
It got disconnected. So, yeah, we're on conference with the phone.
Okay, fine, no problem. So, we are talking about Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Natasha.
Yeah.
Can you listen me?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, we were talking about Tirthankar and Bhagwan. And the difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan. And the first main and a major difference between them is that Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite.
Okay.
If you got my point, you can repeat it.
Tirthankar are 24, but Bhagwan are infinite.
Infinite, superb. So, you would be just thinking that these terms resemble the same meaning, means Tirthankar and Bhagwan doesn't have any difference between them, but it's wrong. Because Tirthankar are just 24 and Bhagwan are infinite. Okay, see, now we will study means what Bhagwan mean it. What is Bhagwan? Means there are three attributes of the Bhagwan which have to be there for the, means if you have to Bhagwan, there are three attributes. How many?
Three.
Three attributes for Tirthankar or Bhagwan? Tirthankar or Bhagwan? Okay, so everyone, please listen it carefully. So Bhagwan and Tirthankar both are different terms, and Bhagwan have three attributes. Means it's necessary in them that if you are talking about Bhagwan, there have to be these three terms with them. They have to be three attributes with them. And you have to learn it by heart that these three attributes of the Bhagwan are what. Fine? So everyone will be listening me carefully. I am talking about three attributes of Bhagwan. Everyone can listen me? Okay, so I have told you the first difference. You have to just memorize it, and I will be asking you in the next session and at the last of the session also. I have told you the one difference, that is Tirthankar are 24 and Bhagwan are infinite. Now I am going with three attributes of Bhagwan. Okay? So we are having a vast course over here, and we have to complete Tirthankar and Bhagwan, which is the most important chapter of Jainism, and I think it's the basic that if you have to know that what our Lord is about. So the three attributes of the Bhagwan are, first one, they are free from attachments. If you have the presentation with you, you can see them. There's the first point which is given very clearly, that they are the free from attachments. Yeah, everyone got my point?
Yeah.
Huh, so they are free from what?
Attachments.
Attachments. So, what do you know about the attachment is? Huh? So, this idea, anyone can tell me that what the attachments are with, means we are attachment with whom?
Attachment? Anything?
Yeah.
Like, for example, clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, or electronics, anything that is not a necessity, it's something that you want, so you don't need it in order to survive.
Okay, great. You gave the right answer and the perfect one. Attachment is a word, means it's a term which we have towards the many distinct things. It could be a living or it could be non-living. But they are related to our life. Fine. Like, first we will talk about the living things. See, you go home and you have your mom and your father over there. And you find them and you think that you love them. And they also hug you and you also hug you. So, this is a basic attachment which we are having towards our mother and our father. Okay? Yeah, so this is the attachment which we are having. So we have attachment to everyone who is in contact with us and who is in, is related to our life. It could be our mother, father, our grandpa, our grandma, our sister, our small brother, our big brother. It could be a teacher, it could be me and you, it could be anyone, your school teacher, it could anyone in this whole world, but we are the common man. We are just the common man, we are the layman over here, which has attachment to the every person who is related to our life. But we are talking about Bhagwan. Bhagwan is said to be free from all the attachments. He is free from love, from means we are doing love and hate from the every person in this world, but Bhagwan is free from that. Okay, everyone got the first attribute of the Bhagwan?
Yeah,
everyone. Okay, great. So, can you repeat it for me, Arush?
We are free from attachment.
Attachments, and what do you mean by attachments? Are you having attachment with anyone?
Are living or non-living.
What living or non-living? Okay, fine. I will ask you answer question, okay? Do you love your mom?
You love mama? Yes.
Okay, it's obvious answer. And you love your father also? Huh? Yeah. So we are having love and hatred for the different peoples in this world. This means there are some people to whom we love. There are some people to whom we hate. Okay. In the school, if you have a fight with your friend, if he done some mischievous act towards you, then you will have a fight with him. Okay. So you will be having hatred for that person, but you are having love for your mother and a father also. Means this proves that we are having love and hatred. Means in a one single term, we can say we are having attachments towards the people which are, means it could be living or non-living things in this whole world. But Bhagwan is distinct from us. Bhagwan is the one which is not living in this world. Okay? So they are free from all the attachments. Everyone got my point? Clear? If you have any doubts, you can ask me right now. If anyone have doubts, they can ask me just now. Okay, means I think everyone is getting my point and it's also easy one. Fine? So may I start with the second attribute?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, fine. So, we have learned the first attribute, that is, Bhagwan are free from attachments, means if in Hindi, we can say they are Vitragi. Okay, they are Vitragi. Now, the second and the most important attribute is, please listen it carefully and you can write in, you have to memorize by heart. Means you can't forget these basic points. So, the second and the most simple attribute is they are omniscience. Everyone has to repeat this. They are omniscience.
Omniscience.
Okay, they are omniscience. Everyone,
they are omniscience.
Omniscience. Okay. So now, first point was they are free from attachment, and the second point is they are omniscient. Okay. So we are talking about Tirthankar or Bhagwan. Means these three attributes are of Tirthankar or Bhagwan. Arish. I am asking that these three attributes are of Tirthankar or Bhagwan.
Bhagwan.
Super. Okay. Natasha here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Natasha, so you can explain me the first point, first attribute of Bhagwan.
Okay. The first attribute of Bhagwan is that they are free from all attachments. And
fine.
Attachments are living or not. Something in your life that you love.
Love or?
Want?
Only love or hatred also.
Can you repeat that?
I am asking, attachment is only related to love or hatred also?
Both.
So, you can give me an example?
You can love your parents, but maybe there is someone at school that you hate.
Okay. Reason being, there are some reasons to whom we have hate, but there are many peoples to whom we love. Means we are having distinction, so someone to whom we love and someone to whom we hate. But Bhagwan is above all. Bhagwan is above all of us, and he is not having any of the attachment from us. If he will be having attachment, means he will be saying, okay, Dia is a good and a nice girl, so I will be doing good for her, and Natasha is a bad girl because I hate her, so I will be not doing a good one. So it will be a great problem if Bhagwan would be having attachments from the various peoples. Okay, so first point, I have made it clear that they are free from attachments. Now, the second attribute I have told you is that they are omniscient. Okay, they are omniscient. Everyone has to repeat it. They are omniscient. Okay, fine. So, everybody getting a point? Is it getting too hard and fast? Yeah, am I going too fast today?
Little.
okay, fine. So, okay, maybe I'll take it a little bit slow. So, the second point is that Bhagwan are omniscient. Means, in Hindi, we say they are sarvajna. What do we say in Hindi? They are sarvajna. Everyone, sarvajna. Ha, sarvajna, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm telling you the meaning. First, you have to just listen to the term. Then afterward, I will be telling you a meaning. Like I have told you about the attachment. Likewise, I will be telling about omniscient also. ठीक है, so omniscient are सर्वज्ञ means भगवान are omniscient. Now let's focus on this meaning and this term. What the omniscient means भगवान is above all, he is having the perfect knowledge of his soul, means he is he know every single corner of his soul. So Bhagwan know this whole world at a time, means they know each part of this whole world, each thing, single thing in this whole world at a single time. Fine, everyone getting the point?
Not really.
Okay, not really. So I will try my level best. Okay, listen it. Bhagwan is above all. Okay, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bhagwan is above all, and he is having the full knowledge about every single particular thing in this whole world. Everything which exists in this whole world, Bhagwan is having knowledge about that thing. You got it? What I want to say? Okay, let's take an example. Bhagwan is a supreme power which we are having, which is above all. And supreme power means he would be having the great powers with him. And one of the great power of Bhagwan is that he knows about every single thing in this whole world. Every single thing in this whole world. He is having knowledge of everything. It could be a tree, it could be a leaf of a tree. Every single leaf of a tree, he is watching that leaf of a tree and he knows about it. He knows what Dia is exactly doing today in the morning. He knows about how the mischievous Arush is. means he know everything which exists in this whole world. He think about that. He know about that. Fine, now you got my point?
Yeah.
Okay, means I want to say is that Bhagwan is having the full knowledge of everything.
Okay.
Okay, Arish, you got my point? Okay, so now we have discussed the two points, which are Bhagwan are free from attachments and Bhagwan are omniscient, means they are sarvajna. Fine, so these were the following two points which we have studied today, and the omniscient meaning I am going to revise one more time. Okay, so omniscient is a term which is used to tell that Bhagwan is a supreme power which is having the full knowledge of a single everything in this whole world. It could be living, it could be non-living, it could be a single insect, it could be a wild animal, it could be us, it could be our mom, it could be our father, every single person and a thing in this whole world, Bhagwan knows about it. Fine, he's just watching us, he knows that what gonna happen in the future and what has done in the past. Means he is omniscient. Everyone got my point?
Yeah.
Okay, Natasha, you got my point?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So could you repeat it?
The second point?
Yeah, second point.
And that means that they're above all, and they have full knowledge about everything that exists in the entire
world. Okay, superb. You're grasping the words very good, Natasha. Everyone here is going well. So, we have done two points, two attributes. First is they are free from attachments, and the second one is they are omniscient. Fine. Now the last one which we are discussing today, and it would be this chapter will be done for us, means three attributes of the Bhagwan. Fine. Now then I will be telling you the name of the Tirthankar. In daily classes you have to learn the name of the Tirthankar also. I have told you the first name of the Tirthankar last time, and I think you all can memorize it till now. And the second one I will be telling you after this, the third attribute. So the third attribute we are talking about Bhagwan attribute. Please make it clear, we are not talking about Tirthankar, we are talking about Bhagwan. We would be talking about Tirthankar later. Fine. So, the third attribute of Bhagwan is they are infinite in number. Everyone, we have learned about it. Bhagwan are infinite in number. Everyone can repeat it. Bhagwan are
infinite in number.
Okay, infinite in number.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Okay, fine. You are very much sure about it. Means now we have three attributes, which are the simplest one, and these are the basic points. If we have to state difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan, Bhagwan. First point, I am just repeating it for you, means you have to learn it. I am saying 100 times for you. So the first attribute of the Bhagwan is they are free from the attachments, means they are vitragi. They are vitragi. Second point, they are omniscient, which means they are sarvajna, having full knowledge of a single thing, which could be living or non-living in this whole world. And the third and the simplest one is they are infinite in number. So everyone got my point? We are.
Yes.
Natasha.
Yeah.
Arush. Okay, so you all of them got the 3 points, and Dia, you are repeating all of the 3 points. Can you?
Yes.
Fine. Okay.
Are free from attachments.
Fine.
Are omniscient.
Okay.
Are infinite in number.
Okay, now you have to tell me the meaning of omniscient.
Supreme power who knows everything.
Everything what? They know everything about what?
Everything.
It could be you also. Bhagwan is watching you at this time. But you are talking to me and you are attending the class?
Yes.
Okay, means you are doing a good job and he's watching you, huh?
Okay.
Okay, and when you are doing a bad job, means you are just bunking your schools then?
Yes.
So, Bhagwan is watching all of you. Means me also, the whole world. So, be careful of your deeds, man. Fine?
Okay.
So, you all are the great and intelligent students. So, we have learned about the three and the most important attributes of the Bhagwan. And the basic difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan was that Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. Okay, fine. So, now, you can also learn the Tirthankar attributes today, or you want to take it some another time? Yeah, fine. So, we will be talking about, we have done the main attributes of the Bhagavan, and now we will be talking about Tirthankar. Okay, what the Tirthankar is about, means what's the difference between the Bhagavan and Tirthankar. Fine, are you ready for that? Yes, okay, fine. Now, the first difference we have learned is Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. Okay? Now, the second difference is that all Tirthankars are Bhagwan. Please, everyone, take it seriously and learn it by heart. The second difference is that all Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankar. It's a little bit of confusing. I will be explaining you, but first listen it carefully. All Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Natasha, can you hear me, what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
So what's the point I've told you just now?
All Tirthankars are Bhagwans, but all
Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Yeah, superb. So Arush, you are listening to me, or just you are sleeping, huh?
Thank you.
Arush, are you there? Okay, fine. The second most important point I am discussing here is that all the thinkers are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankars. Okay, means that Bhagwan is having the three attributes which I have told you just now. So all Tirthankars are having those three attributes within them. All Tirthankars are having those three attributes within them, but all Bhagwans are not having the attributes of the Tirthankar. This is the main basic point which I am going to tell you, and for that you have to learn the attribute of Tirthankar also. But we are just learning this point so that it would be easier for us to understand the attributes of Tirthankar. Fine?
Yeah.
Plug, plug. Yeah, so the second point, Dia, can you repeat it for me? Dia, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so the second point which I've told you just now.
All Tirthankars are Bhagwan. Are not Tirthankars.
But all Bhagwan are not Tirthankar. Okay? So it was a little bit tough for you, but you understood the point?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So now I think I've given you, we have discussed about more things today, and it was a hard and fast for you. So we are just having a fast revision for that, so that you could memorize in the next session also. Then we will be learning about the second name of the Tirthankar. Who is the second Tirthankar in the 24? Okay. So now I would be asking questions. Rapid fire round. Fine. Everyone ready? Okay, great. Yeah, so Arush, first question for you. Bhagwans are how many in number?
I'm sorry, I sleep half awake.
Okay, fine, no problem. Natasha?
Yeah.
So Bhagwans are how many number?
Bhagwans are infinite.
Infinite. And Tirthankars?
There are 24 Tirthankars.
24. Are you sure 24? I think there are 23 numbers.
No, there's 24.
Okay, so it's 24 at the all time, or it could be changed to 25 in the next session?
No, there is always going to be 24.
Oh, great. Nice confidence. So, next question for Dia is, what's the main basic difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Story with all my student. Dia, are you there?
Tirthankars are Bhagwan. Bhagwan are not Tirthankars.
Bhagwans are not Tirthankar. Very nice. So, next question. The first attribute of the Bhagwan. Natasha.
The first attribute for Bhagwan is that they're infinite in numbers.
Yeah.
And that they are free from all attachments.
This is the first point. They are free from the attachment. Second point. Yeah, they are omniscient. And the third and the last one?
They are infinite in number?
They are infinite in number. Very good. So you responded very nice. Arjun, you are there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so in the whole class, is you were listening to me or just having fun?
No, I was listening to you.
Okay, fine. So may I ask questions for you, little one?
Yes.
Okay, so now the first question for you is the second attribute of the Bhagwan.
The second attribute of Bhagwan is that they are omniscient.
They are omniscient. Second attribute. And the first one is?
That they are free from all attachments.
They are free from all attachments. So what do you know about the attachment?
Pardon me, what did you say?
Yeah, means you can explain what the attachments are?
Yes.
Yeah?
An attachment is hatred or love.
To what? Towards me? Towards him, towards him? Means we are having love for someone and we are having hatred for someone, but it's not in the same in the case of Bhagwan. They are free from all the attachments, but he is having knowledge of every single thing in this whole universe. And the third point is that they are infinite in number. Okay?
Yes.
So, now you want to have more information about Tirthankara Bhagwan, or we can start with a story?
Story.
Story. Obviously, we'll be preferring a story, huh? Okay, great. So, before that, our one work is pending that you have to learn the name of second Tirthankara. Okay? Dia, you were saying earlier the second name of the Tirthankar. If you know, you can say it.
Ajit Nath.
Okay. The second name of the second Tirthankar in the 24 is Ajit Nath. Everyone, Irish, first you have to pronounce it is Ajit Nath.
Ajit Nath.
Okay. Dia, Ajit Nath. And Natasha?
Ajit Nath.
Arjun? Arjun, what's the second name of the second Tirthankar? What's the name of the second Tirthankar? Okay, fine, no problem. So we have learned today, let's have a fast flashback. We have learned about the three attributes of the Bhagwan, which are, they are free from attachments, they are omniscient, and they are infinite in number. We have learned the difference between the Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Tirthankar are 24 in numbers, but Bhagwan are infinite. All the Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all the Bhagwan are not Tirthankars. Okay? And the two names of the Tirthankar are, first Tirthankar is Rishabhdev, and the second Tirthankar is Ajit Nath. Fine, everyone getting my point? Yeah, so fine. Last time we heard the story of a thief named Anjan. Okay, and what was the moral of this story, Dia?
You should trust on Namukam Mantra.
You should?
Trust on Namukam Mantra.
And? Something more you learned from that story? you should know the meaning of the Namoka mantra, to whom, before whom we are bowing our heads. You should know there are how many parameshti, there are five parameshti, means to whom we are bowing our heads. They are Arhant Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti. Okay, everyone got my point? What we have learned from the last story? So I think today we are having a lesser time, so we can't finish our story today. So we can have it in another session. Okay, fine. So everyone enjoy today's session. Yeah, and I did. Okay, great. Arush is fine. So we could. You have to memorize all this stuff, fine.
All the
information which I have given you, means Tirthankar Bhagwan, meaning of Tirthankar, meaning of Bhagwan, the difference between them, and the three attributes of the Bhagwan. Fine?
Yeah, do we have to remember all 24 names?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
So it would be not tough for you. You all are intelligent students. So it's just the 24 names and a simple one. Fine. If you want, you can write on a page and you can make notes on it and you can learn it. It's a simple. Okay.
Yeah.
So at last, we can have Ramoka Mantra by Natasha.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, close your eyes and join your palms. Ready?
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Aram, Namo
Arihantaram,
Namo Vajram, Namo Toisavisahunam, Eso Panch Namokaro, Namo Gyaro, Sava Pavapanasano, Mangala Lanche Savesim Paramam Havai Mangalam.
Okay, great. It's Namo Hyaro. Okay, you have corrected the another one, but it was Namo Hyaro. Fine.
Okay, Namo Hyaro.
Yeah, so, okay, we are done with today.
Yeah.
Okay, Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Hey,
everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.